This podcast is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios. Speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? You better visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That is 208-467-7468.
Hello, rock stars. I'm your host, Carrie Price. Welcome to the High Vibe Mama podcast. I am so thrilled to be discussing all things health, wellness, lifestyle, motherhood, and more. Ready to get vibed? All right, you guys, welcome back to the High Vibe Mama podcast. I am so excited because all this month I have really rocking High Vibe Mamas on my podcast and I'm interviewing. So guess you don't have to just hear from me. You don't have to just hear from Carrie because I know that, I don't know, maybe you guys get sick hearing from me and repeating the same things over and over. And I think it's really awesome when you can build a community and when you can also hear other people's voices. So you feel like you're not alone, right? And you feel like there's other people that feel like you and who are believing like you and living like you. And so it creates a sense of unity, I feel too. So thank you so much, Alicia, for being on my podcast today. I appreciate you. So y'all know the drill. We're going to play some music because that's how Carrie rolls. Okay, we always start with music, high vibe stuff. We get into our state. Love music so we can, just tap into some different type of energy before we start talking about all the juicy stuff. So I'm going to play. Alicia said that her favorite song was, or right now she's just loving Dua Lipa. Is that how you say it? Dua Lipa. And so we're going to play it. We're just going to like jam out. So I know you guys know this song. If you've taken my group fitness classes. And you can do whatever you want right now. Like if you're listening to this podcast, if you want to sway back and forth, or if you just want to just chill and listen. And I kind of like that you chose this song because there's always room to start, right? Okay, I won't do my choreography. All right, are you guys ready? Are you feeling it? Okay, Alicia, first of all, I want you to tell us about yourself because here's the deal. Me and her just like followed each other on Instagram. I'm pretty sure she followed me because we have a lot in common with living a healthy, natural lifestyle. And I started following her and I was like, wow, this mom is like super high vibe. And then when I was thinking about people I want to have on my podcast, she popped into my head. I'm like, hey, I'm just going to ask her. And I know you don't know me very well, but hey, do you want to be on my podcast? So anyway, I'm just so happy you're here and we're able to connect and we're able to just listen and hear your voice today. So tell us about yourself.
Yeah, thank you so much. Well, first of all, thanks for having me on. I'm really excited. I think it's awesome that you asked because it's like a way for us to connect even further, right? And social platforms, that's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. Basically I'm a mom. I have two little girls. They're 5 and 7. I'm married. We live in North Carolina. As of recently, we just moved here from Rhode Island in September. So we're kind of just like feeling it out, but I am a dental hygienist. I have not worked clinically in over a year, but that's kind of my trade. And then I'm also a CrossFit coach and a health and life coach. So
awesome.
Also with doTERRA. Yeah. So yes. I have a lot of balls in the
yes,
air.
She loves essential oils just as much as I do. But
yeah.
Pour some oil on me is my theme song. Right?
I love it.
So all right. Good. So really what I wanted to kind of go with this conversation is I guess just kind of asking you, like, what got you into this natural lifestyle, or what it was it an event, or was it over time, or what kind of got you into like natural health, fitness and wellness, and like really caring about this and wanting to live this lifestyle? Because it's so not of the norm, right? We're kind of like the outcasts a little bit. So kind of tell us and take us on that journey.
Yeah. So growing up, I grew up, I have a sister. So it was my mom, my dad, my sister and I, and my parents were kind of ahead of their time with trying to instill like healthy values in us as far as food and things. I mean, they were still following like the conventional wisdom type, you know, standard American diet to an extent. But I mean, my parents both worked out every day. My dad was into juicing, like all kinds of fruits and veggies. And so they were we kind of were exposed to that life growing up. Okay. And then I was an athlete growing up too, all through high school, college, all of it. And then I just kind of like took it with me throughout my life and started to really, I think it was after college mostly that I was like, you know, working out more just for my own personal benefit. It wasn't for like a team sport or, cause all through that you're doing it, you know, as an athlete, but then in life, I would be like, quote unquote, training for life kind of thing and wanting to stay healthy and like maintain my like physique. Cause I was like always, you know, had an athletic frame. But I think the biggest piece for me was once I had kids, when I had my two girls, I had a moment where I was like, oh my gosh, I want to be, so a kind of a backstory that I didn't explain was that I lost my mom to breast cancer when I was 13. Mm. So now growing up and not having my mom around, you kind of just adapt and go through your life and, you know, it is what it is. It's sad, but you just kind of, you know, adapt. But then once I had children of my own, I was like, I need to be here for my kids. Like I need to take care of myself. Like as, you know, not like a crazy psycho, like can't do anything fun either, but kind of to the extent of like, be more mindful of these things. So.
Right. And I also think, don't you also think that it makes a bigger picture when you're a little bit more empowered and you're like, this isn't just about me. It's actually my generation. It's my kids, my grandkids, like my choices affect my kids and my grandkids. Do you think that that's kind of where your thought process went to?
Totally. Yeah. And modeling for them, like, you know, the right way to live in a sense, like to keep yourself healthy and empowered and like, you know, ready for anything kind of
but mentality. Do you also feel too like, because once you kind of start going down this road, you know, it's like then you kind of keep going down it. It's kind of like a rabbit hole, right? And definitely. So was there any moments or anything that like happened? I know there is for me, but was there any things that like kind of happened along the way where it confirmed like this is the path and lifestyle that I should be on? Does anything stick out to you, or do you feel like just every day over time it kind of compounded and you're like, I feel good. I live empowered. Do you know what I'm saying? Or do you feel like there was anything?
Definitely. I shortly after I had my second daughter, I started to like have some health issues as far as like things I could not explain where like I was having sensations in my body and it was things I really couldn't explain. Mm-hmm. So I would bounce around to doctor after doctor. It was crazy. My husband was like, geez, like you have more doctors than like my grandmother. But it was because I really wanted to get to the root cause and like find out what was wrong and wound up being diagnosed with generalized anxiety. But it wasn't like I didn't have anxiety. Like I was like, no, I'm not anxious. Like it's physically in my body. Something's going wrong. So that is when I started to really like dive deeper into the rabbit hole and be like, okay, I'm going to get to the root cause of this and like figure out what I can do to make myself healthier. And that's kind of when I came across doTERRA and I switched to plant-based eating. And now I'm like for the last 2 or 3 years, I've been following medical medium protocols for health. So yeah, I had a moment where I was like, wow, my health is not where I thought it was. Like I thought for sure I was like super healthy, but you know, having kids puts a whole nother stress on your life.
Right. And I think too that And I know I've talked a lot about this on my Instagram, is just that a lot of people just think it's about diet and exercise. And that is a really foundational piece. But man, there's just so much more now and more now that we have to be empowered about. You know, it's not just like if nutrition exercise were it, we would not see the statistics we do here in this country. Would you agree? You know, so there's a piece that's missing. And I really always feel like it's wellness that's missing, internal wellness, and what that looks like and asking those questions. And so, yeah, thanks for sharing that. So, yeah, I mean, I guess take us down that path of you. Are you still anxious? Are you still working on it? Have things changed because you switched to using more plant-based medicine and plant-based eating, or kind of take us through that a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely now manage it myself. Like, and there's no shame whatsoever in getting on medication. Like, I just want to make that clear. Like,
yeah, totally.
I was prescribed medication, but I didn't want to take it because I was like, no, I feel like I can do this myself. So I did. And I never took the medication. I figured it out myself, but it came down to like really studying and like diving into all of it and really making the changes and feeling like I had a bigger reason why I wanted to do this in that way, you know? Mm-hmm. So it started the doctors were like, well, you got to exercise, you got to eat healthy. And I'm like, that's all I do is like diet and exercise.
Like, right. So you're like, what is it then?
So it wound up, I think it was the inner work, like working on what you were just saying, like the inner person, that there was a lot going on at the time, but also the gut health piece was huge and like taking the right supplements and eating a healthy lifestyle or a healthy diet. But honestly, like the medical medium stuff I was doing is huge. That's like the celery juice stuff everyone sees now. But celery juice and a couple of his like other supplement recommendations, but doTERRA's lifelong vitality supplements.
What are you doing oil wise? Like, cause I'm sure like, sometimes you feel that flare up or anxious. Like, do you have like a protocol or like an oil recipe that you can share with us or something that has just really worked for you? I know everyone's going to be different, right? But I would love for you to share something like that with us.
Yeah. Frankincense, one drop under my tongue, is something that I do often. I love Balance, our grounding blend. I use that topically. And then also now the new adaptive soft gels and Copaiba. I take one of each, like a Copaiba soft gel and the adaptive. And that's kind of like my go-to jam if I'm feeling like starting to get that feeling, you know?
Yeah, that anxious feeling. Well, awesome. Yeah. So how do you feel like living this lifestyle has affected you in a positive way? Like the trajectory of... like, how has it impacted you to make these choices and to kind of go down this path of researching and knowledge base and being empowered? How has it affected you?
Yeah, well, that's just one of the biggest pieces, the empowerment part. Like, I really do feel like most things that would come my way, I feel like I could help myself. Like I have the tools that like between the research I've done, but also like all of the tools, like the utility, the supplements, like the food, the healthy stuff. I have all of that. And I also feel like it goes back to when I first started doing CrossFit and people would kind of make fun of me because it was back when CrossFit wasn't as big as it is now.
Oh,
so yeah. My friends and family would all be like, okay, Alicia, like, what are you training for? The Olympics? And they'd like make fun of me. I'm like, no, I'm training for life. Like I'm training for life. Like,
yeah.
So whatever comes at me, I'm ready for. So I feel like physically just being in really good shape is huge. And that doesn't, I'm not talking about like how I look. I'm saying like, just my endurance and my strength and things like that. Like I know all that.
Right. The way you look, I always say, is a byproduct of the other things. The way you look is just a byproduct of doing all of those things, and how you feel is like the most important, you know?
Right.
And so
I always say it's like a side benefit to like look better, because the real reason why people get healthy or work out and eat healthy is to get healthy and physically, but like just inadvertently you wind up looking better anyway, because your body's functioning more optimally.
Right. Well, I always say, feel good, look good. It's not the other way around, you know? It's just a byproduct, and it stacks on top of each other. So,
totally.
So this is going to be kind of a fun question, and it can go down anywhere. I mean, I'm an open book here, but what do you think the misconceptions are you feel are about us, who live this lifestyle, or just things that are, I don't know, misconstrued about us and living this lifestyle, like moms like us, I should say.
Yeah. Well, my personal experience has been, for sure, in the beginning, being looked at like I was crazy. Like, I'm like, think I'm a witch doctor. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
People just couldn't wrap their heads around what I was trying to put out into the world as far as, you know, using supplements and oils and food to improve your health versus, you know, doing other things. But I also started to realize that that is, you know, we are a mirror for the people who are looking at us in a certain way. So whatever I'm doing in my life for me and for my health and wellness and for my kids, my family, if someone's looking at that and they're like, you know, it makes them uncomfortable, it's probably because they know deep in their heart that they should be doing more of that for themselves, you know? So kind of like I'm mirroring to them something that they know they should be doing, but maybe they're just not ready to do it yet. So like a common defense mechanism would be to like make fun of it and like try and make me feel bad about it. So I definitely experienced that from a lot of people. And it's funny now, cause it's been like 5 or 6 years that now those people are starting to come around and they're like, okay, like now I'm ready to learn about this stuff, which is great. Like everyone in their own time. Right.
Yeah. And everyone, that's what I always say. Everyone, you have to meet people where they're at, and everyone starts somewhere. And I know for me, the funny thing is I always feel like this is how, like, primally, right? Naturally, we're supposed to express ourselves in this life. So, you know, why is it looked at so weirdly, or why is it looked at such negatively? Why do you think that is? I think I have a thing, but why do you think?
Well, I think it comes down to the conveniences in life, and people like to gravitate more towards the conveniences and the things that make their lives easier. When you say, like, primarily we're meant to be doing, you know, moving physically and eating more from a natural whole food perspective, it does take more work. So I think people sometimes just don't feel like doing the work, even though it really should just come natural. And it's like what we're meant to do, because we live in like the Western civilization that we live in now. Convenience is like the biggest piece, and people just get caught up in that. That's what I think.
Yeah. I also feel like it's because we have so much information coming at us all at once, and we've never. So I was reading a research article the other day, and it said that we have like 1,000 times more information being processed in our brain than we even did like 5 years ago, because of just how evolved like the internet is and how evolved just information and social media. And so it's very disoriented for our brain to process too. And so I think sometimes we get burnout too of like, well, this says this, or this says this, or this says this. And if you guys have listened to my other podcasts, make sure you go listen to my other podcast before this one, because we talk about that innate way of living and the innate way that your body functions and processes when it comes to your immune system, when it comes to, you know, living a healthy lifestyle, you know. And it's going to look different for everyone. Like, I'm not saying to be like, you know, Alicia's this amazing athlete and do CrossFit every day. Like, you have to find the movement that your body loves. Like, what if it's cycling? What if it's, for me, it's dance. You know, I love to dance. For some people it's, you know, they love to lift weights or yoga or whatever that is. You have to kind of find that, but our body primarily was meant to move, and it was meant to, you know, eat more whole foods so it can thrive. Right. And so I love that, you know, you kind of said that. And so I always kind of like to talk about those misconceptions, because I feel like there's so many. And I think I heard one the other day. They were like, well, so like if you were sick, like just on your deathbed, you never take medicine. I'm like, whoa, like, no, you know what I'm saying? Like, of course I wouldn't. I've had 2 premature babies. I've been in the hospital before. I have five kids, so I have had broken bones, and do you know what I'm saying? Like, I, like, and so I also feel like people put negative things on us just because we speak out and we're like, oh, this is a better way. They automatically think that we would never, do you feel like that too? That we would never take medicine, or that even, do you know what I'm saying? I don't feel like that's how we are. You know, I feel like this empowered life is a balanced life. That's how I feel. I feel pretty like balanced in my ways and not extreme, you know, where other people kind of see us more as extreme. So anyway, I love that you said that. Do you have anything else to add?
No, I totally agree. I think there's definitely a place for, you know, Western medicine, but I also feel, I always talk about like staying ahead of the wave, you know, it's like a surfing analogy, but
like, I love that.
You're out in front of the wave, the wave being like something terrible but about to happen kind of thing, but what, or not terrible, but some kind of challenge. If you're ahead of it, you can catch the challenge and like you're ready for it, versus like if you're, you know, it crashes down on you or you're trying to get out past it, it's like swimming against the current. It's what, everything's way harder. So you want to be like ahead of the waves, is what I always say.
Yeah, I love that. So I was actually talking with a friend the other day after class, and you know, she was like, yeah, I'm reading this Beat Cancer book, and I'm doing this and doing this, and I didn't know. And I was like, oh my gosh, do you have cancer? I had no idea. Like, are you doing okay? And she's like, oh my gosh, no, I don't have cancer. But she's like, I don't want to get cancer. And I was like, yes, girl. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she doesn't have cancer, but she's like, yeah, I'm just reading all this stuff because cancer seems so prevalent. And so like, I want to be ahead. Like, you know, I want to have a prevention body. And I was like, oh my gosh, you just hit the nail right on the forehead right there. Like, I think we should all be doing that, you know? And not wait. She's like, I don't want to wait till I get cancer. And, you know, she was telling me how it runs in her family, and she's just seeing like more prevalence in children getting cancer. And so she's like, yeah, I want to have the knowledge and read it just so I can be like ahead of that wave, just like you're talking about. So I appreciate you saying that. Okay. So what is your take on the current state of health of the world right now?
Oh my gosh. So it's been, for me, I feel like it's been a roller coaster of like feeling excited, because I do think there is a movement of natural health, like there, especially because of social media. And maybe that is because I follow mostly like health conscious people, but I do feel like there's more growth in that direction. Like people are starting to gravitate towards like the natural health world and being proactive and things like that. But then there's also, you know, that side where it's like in the mainstream media and what's given the pandemic and what's going on is, you know, you wish there was more talk and I guess like education to the public about
ways the things we're talking about, right?
Yeah, ways to empower themselves and be ready for anything. And, you know, there's less of that than I'd like to see. So it is disheartening. And I have moments where I'm like, oh my gosh, we're not doomed. Please, like, tell me as a society, people are starting to see like some kind of like, wait, there's going to be more to this. But, you know, I see it because that's where I'm at in my life. And I see like more growth there. Even friends of mine who were never on the same side of the fence as me are now coming over to like closer to the fence. So I'm like, yay.
Yeah. So I've also seen that too. Even so, my husband's a chiropractor, and we've even noticed just even a difference in the patient conversations that we're having with people, you know, people, and Dr. Baker said this on my other podcast, but people like, they're actually saying, I don't want to take these meds. Is there another way? Where before, about a decade ago, they were like, I'm on this, 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 and this, and that's what my doctor told me. But now they're kind of coming in and like, is there anything else that I can do? I really don't want to take these six prescriptions, you know? And so before, it was like kind of we were kind of like, okay, come over here, come a little bit closer, like, so we can, you know? But now it's like people are already wanting that. And I feel like it's because, I mean, well, we see the stats in our society, like people are just sick and tired of being sick and tired. That's what the saying that we always kind of see with our clients and patients too. Like people are just sick and tired and sick and tired and sick and tired. So they're like, okay, I'm willing to try other things, or, you know, not go with like the mainstream way because it's just not working and I'm getting sicker and tired and, you know, all of those things. And I think the current state of the world is, I always say that, you know, there's tiers of empowerment as well. And we have, I don't know, people are kind of coming over that tier, like what you said, coming closer to that fence. And that's all I want. I just, whatever is the decision of people, I just want it to be a place of empowerment instead of fear. And with current state of the world, we know that like fear, it's basically like controlling a lot of people's decision making or even a lot of people's health. What I always say is if you're doing something out of fear in your health, that should be a first red flag, you know? And so do you have any other thoughts on current state and health of the world or anything like that?
Well, it's funny because you made the connection between the patients that you guys see at your chiropractic practice. And because I grew up in my family, we were all very healthy growing up. When I became a dental hygienist and I would see patients, I worked in perio. So the population that we had was mostly like, not elderly, but like, you know, older adults, I guess. And I could not believe the list of medications these people would come in and like give us and say they're on all these meds. And I honestly, for the first year, I was like, I can't believe how many medications people take because I've never been exposed to it. Like growing up, like in a pretty healthy family. That was my first experience of being like, whoa, like there's a lot of drugs being passed around.
Right. And how is it safe, you know, that they're taking, you know, I've had clients that have four pages of meds that they're on, you know, and it's like, wow, what is this doing internally to your health? How do we know that this isn't contraindications? And, you know, it's just scary, but I mean, that's why we have the statistics with you guys. I don't know if you guys know this, and I think you have, because if you've been on my social media, like 275,000 people die every single year of iatrogenic disease. And what that is it's doctor induced disease. And I'm not bashing on doctors, but that's just the statistics, you guys. Like people are dying of properly prescribed prescription drugs. And why is that? Probably because they're being prescribed so many. Or what happens is, I call it the pharmaceutical train, is they're like, well, I had this side effect from this drug, and so he put me on this drug, right? And so we kind of get in this hamster wheel, and it's like, okay, well, you know, we never tell people to stop taking your prescriptions, but we're like, we have to kind of backtrack, right? And go to the root cause, like what you said with your health journey, and say, well, what's really causing that? And kind of backtrack and get people, you know, using less, and then sometimes mostly like not using their medication at all and being able to utilize all the things that kind of Mother Nature gave us. So my question is what are your takeaways or like advice? 'Cause you know, my goal here is to empower moms, especially because I feel like, I mean, let's just be honest. We wear so many hats, and like, where would the world be without us, like, multitasking moms? You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously? And so what is maybe, like, some of your advice that you would give of, like, maybe a mom who kind of wants to step into this lifestyle or maybe wants to get started or is just starting her journey and maybe, you know, giving up soda or just kind of starting on this path, like, maybe take us back to where you were and maybe what's some takeaways or advice that maybe you could give some moms that are listening.
Yeah. I would say like, if there's any piece of you that's pulling at your heart to like find a better way for your health or for your family's health, maybe because what you're currently doing isn't working for you or you feel not the best, and you know, you do have that inner feeling like that something needs to change. Because if you're not, you know, what's the definition of insanity? That you keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. So, you know, if you're in a place where you feel like something has to change, then take the first step and, you know, start following some health and wellness people on social media that you might, you know, I mean, if they're listening to your podcast, they probably already do.
Yeah.
But, I would say just take the first step and try and get in the right quote unquote rooms with people who are living that lifestyle and just start learning and learning from them and what they do. And of course, what I'm doing might not be right for what somebody else needs or what they like should be doing. But just like getting in the same space as people like that, you start to learn and like, then you can kind of decipher for yourself, like what might work for you. And, you know, feel good about knowing that, especially for your mom and you have kids, that you're showing your kids another way. Like if they've always seen you struggle and, you know, instead of staying on the struggle bus, you're showing them that like, okay, maybe what I've been doing all along hasn't been the best and I'm going to learn and I'm going to make some changes. And that's great for your kids to see that you can admit that like you need to do something better for yourself, you know?
Right. Well, and do you have to like do it overnight or do you have to like just in a snap of a finger, like Mary Poppins, like, oh, okay, there it is. Is that how it works?
No.
Do you think people think maybe that though? Like, honestly, people think that, I think. Yeah. They think, oh, well, you're just one day, like health is like this journey over time. It's never just, I always say like, it's never fixed, right? We're always constantly working on ourselves, on our body, on this vessel that God has given us, right? To be in this earth and fulfill our purpose and passions and be a mom or whatever, you know, he has in store for us. And so I don't know, like, I feel like people are like, well, I hear a lot of like, well, I just can't, or I feel so overwhelmed. What would you mm-hmm. say maybe some things like if people are saying that, well, I just can't, or they're feeling overwhelmed. Do you have any like advice for those conversations that we have in our head?
Yeah. You know, when you have those moments or those like saying things that you say, like I'm overwhelmed, I'm too stressed, things like that, those are your beliefs about your life. So we inadvertently or automatically wind up, because of the way the subconscious mind works, fulfilling those beliefs. So if you're constantly thinking like I'm too stressed, I can't do this, like those negative thoughts, then you're not going to do it. You want to try to reshape your thought process and think of the highest version of you and where you want to be in your life and start acting from that place, because you're not going to get to that place acting and believing the same thing you believe now. You have to change your beliefs. And that is a huge piece of, you know, making major shifts in your life. But as far as like the little things, I always talk about micro shifts and like the little things that you can do.
I love that, micro shifts.
As just, yeah, like just drink more water. You don't have to even cut anything out of your life right now. Just drink more water, get in an extra, like if you're not someone who works out, like start moving your body a couple days a week. Just those little things that you can start to feel proud of. And those are the things that when you think of the highest version of yourself, that person would be doing, right? So,
right.
I think.
Well, I just did a post about that on Instagram. Is like, you guys, you have to fall in love with the process and not the outcome. You know what I'm saying? You have to just be immersed in this process because it is a process. And guess what? Since everyone's health journey is so different, it's the process looks different for everyone. And so we can't just be so fixed on the outcome and then, you know, saying disempowering things to ourselves, like, well, I have to be doing this. I have to be. Well, why don't we shift it to like, I actually want to. And then maybe mm-hmm. just like Alicia, I loved how she talked about her children and her why, like maybe even journaling on that, you think like on like, what is really my why of like wanting to live a healthy lifestyle? What is my goal of wanting to live a healthy lifestyle, you know? And maybe sometimes we do have those, I don't know what you call them, sassy goals, or what would you say? Like a fitness competition or something. Like that's like a very small,
vanity.
Yeah. Like vanity. Yeah. But like, that's not the whole big picture, right? Of mm-hmm. why we do this. And I kind of want you to know this if you're listening, or maybe you're listening to my podcast too, you know, kind of want to start this journey of like, trust us, we've all been in that place too. It's not just we woke up one day and we're like, oh, we're working out every single day. We're crushing our goals. We're, you know what I'm saying? Cause I'm pretty sure in your journey too, like when you were going through this process with anxiety, like you had really bad days, right?
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you had days where you're like, okay, is this really worth it? But in the end result, it compounds over time, right? And so, yeah. I love that you shared that. And I think for a lot of people too. Do you feel like, especially for moms, I love that you brought up anxiety, because I feel like people are ashamed to say that they feel anxious, or they think it's just some like foofy thing, or do you know what I mean? But it's actually real, right?
And yeah, that was very eye-opening for me, because I was someone who didn't think it existed. I was like, no. But then I experienced all of the physical symptoms of it, and I was like, something's definitely wrong with me. Like, I couldn't crawl out from where I was without like really taking a deeper look into what was going on.
Yeah. So, everyone, and I guess we didn't talk about that, your, symptoms with anxiety, I know they're all different. What were they like, what was the experience like? And then I guess kind of when you do your things like your adaptive or what you talked about, like, what do you experience like after?
So the things I were experiencing were things like dizziness, or like, I mean, now it's called brain fog, is like more of a common term that people are talking about. But back when I was experiencing these things, I couldn't, like, I didn't know what it was. But basically I felt like kind of buzzed or like drunk throughout the day, but like in a cloud. It was weird.
Yeah.
Not a good drunk. Like, I was like, I'm in a cloud. Like, I would feel dizzy at times. Like, I might pass out. I had all kinds of like floaters in my eyes. Heart palpitations. Those are like the biggest ones. Oh, I had pain in my face, like the left side of my face. I would get like facial pain. So those were physical things that I was like, that's not anxiety. That's like something's wrong with me. I thought I had a brain tumor. I went and had an MRI of my brain. Like, you know, but
yeah.
Then when you start to have all these physical symptoms, then you're like, then you start to get anxious. Like, am I going to, like, what's going to happen? Am I not going to wake up tomorrow? Kind of like, I would really have fear of like, mm-hmm. possibly like something bad happening, you know? And so that was super scary and also caused more anxiety, and almost like I was starting to feel depressed too, because I'm like, what's wrong with me, kind of thing. So then I went through and I like found these natural health remedies, and I did, once I started taking the Lifelong Vitality Pack, because I feel like I was depleted in mineral, like vitamins and minerals. I mean, I was eating very healthy, but we're just not getting what we need from our food anymore.
Yeah.
So I think I was depleted of vitamins and minerals, and then Balance and Adaptive. Yeah. It's kind of like, it just became a ritual and routine. It's not like I had moments where I was like, oh, I'm super anxious. Like, let me roll on my oils and I'm, all of a sudden I'm fine. Like more of a ritual that I do every day, and I just feel good every day. Like, my body, I think, is, you know, adjusting and more accustomed to what I'm doing. And it's just that homeostasis that our body needs.
Yes, absolutely. Well, and I kind of want to talk about that too, because I loved how you said that you were feeling all these physical symptoms, but like, it really was an emotional issue, right? And a mental issue where it was anxiety. And so I think it's good to talk about that. Is anything that we're feeling emotionally, like our thoughts, mentally, it's going to manifest physically, but physically for differently for anyone else, or mm-hmm. what do I want to say? It's different for everyone, right? When we feel mm-hmm. these physical symptoms, but you guys, again, back to internal wellness, it always starts internally first. It always starts internally. It never starts outwardly. And that's another thing that I've talked about my other podcast, is like, people are looking for all these external sources to quote unquote save us, right? Or quote unquote help us like with our health. But we'll never find a lot of like anything external that's, you know, like we could talk about masks. We could talk about lots of external things. It's all about like internal wellness, you know, what helps protect mm-hmm. us from viruses and bacteria. It's actually internally that helps us, right?
Yeah.
Or what helps us digest and process our food, the whole foods that we eat, it's actually internally, right? It's not externally. And so I guess that's just my message for you guys, is, you know, to look internally. And then, you know, thanks so much, Alicia, for sharing your story and being vulnerable and, you know, sharing just your journey with us, because I think it's good to hear from other moms, you know? And mm-hmm. so is there any, I guess, message or, you know, any last thing that you want to give to the podcast before we close out?
I would just say, take care of yourself. You know, being the best version of you is also, it's great for you, but it's also great for your kids and your family. You know, like I always talk about that.
With you're my worth it, right?
Things like, what'd you say?
I said, you're worth it.
Yeah. And like being the best, when you're, it's not selfish to take care of yourself and, you know, do the things that you love as far as, you know, your workouts and things like that. Find time for yourself, meditation, journaling, prayer, all those things, because when you are the best version of yourself, then your family gets that too. If you're run down, exhausted, anxious, all the mess that some of us feel like we are sometimes, that is projected onto our kids and our families. And it's not a great environment to live in. So I would say just take care of yourself. Don't feel selfish. Self-care is healthcare.
It's like, yes. The oh, I love that. Self-care is healthcare.
That is so true.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Alicia, for agreeing to be my podcast and connecting with me. And it's fun to get to know you a little bit better and to just, you guys, she's a rockin' high vibe mom. Just yes. So thank you so much for being on my podcast. And yeah, we will see you guys on the next podcast. I've got some other interviews lined up and I hope that you guys will tune in. So yeah, we will see you guys on the next show. Hey, thanks for listening. Sending you all the good vibes. The podcast can be found on most major podcasting platforms. Subscribe, follow me on social platforms, Facebook at highvibelifestyle.co, Instagram at _highvibemama, and visit my website, highvibemama.com, and download your free manifesto to launch you into living a high vibrational life. Leave a review, and we'll see you in the next episode.